When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you. We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another edition, a very special edition here of the Burnley Dumb Show on Big Game Bob, coming to you on your local airwaves. Before we get started here, we are going to be having Jersey Jerry on for the entire episode. We have an announcement coming for you folks, and I thought it was more than right to do this whole episode with my guy, with my right-hand man for a long time now. That is Jersey Jerry. Before we get even started to that, let me remind you that the Burnley Dumb Show is brought to you by Roback. Ladies and gentlemen, the most premier golf attire you're going to find out there. Hats, sweatshirts, polos. Do golf right. Do golf apparel right. You see me wearing it on top of the dome right now. Roback. Go to the link in my bio on Instagram. That's Brilliantly Dumb. 15% off for first-time users. If you've already purchased Roback, find somebody who has not purchased Roback. Purchase Roback together. Come join the family for 15% off automatically using the link in my bio on Instagram. That's Brilliantly Dumb right there. And without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be a very special episode. We are going to be saying goodbye to my dear friend who's really become a brother to me. That is Jersey Jerry. He's been with us week after week, episode after episode for probably the last 2 years now, and you're going to hear why. Let's just go ahead. Let's get right on into this. Let's bring in my guy, Gerard Gilfone. Gerard Gilfone, are you with us? Gerard Gilfone, are you with us?
Bob, you hear me on the mic?
Gerard Gilfone, are you with Jerry Diesel. Da. Now, Don.
Yeah.
Usually the way we do things on the show, you're very well aware by now. I start off, I do some type of comedy bit, or we do the Ask Bob segment, or we do some type of start before we bring on Gerard Gilfone. But today is not about the Ask Bob segment. Today is not about the sports segment. Today is about me and you, Jerry Don.
Yes, sir.
2 full years, hours and hours and hours of prep, recording together, coming to an end. And Jerry Don, I'd like you to go ahead and tell the people of why this will be coming to an end. Jerry Don, Gerard, floor's all yours, pal.
Okay, no problem, Bob. Yeah. So, you know, me and Bob started this 2 years ago, and we've been full force ever since. We decided at one point we were going to do this together and go to the media company, which, you know, in a few words, let's say, that didn't really work out too well. But needless to say, we hopped back on together. For a little while, a couple different offers came our way. Bobby got an offer of his, I got an offer of mine. And you know, my bad, Bob.
No, you take your time, Don. You take your time, Jerry Don.
You know, every dog has his day. And today is my day, and you know, for the faithful listeners out there who've kept up with the show and watched the show, and understand, you know, back in the day, what kind of offers I got three or four months ago, they know that a second offer did come my way and a second offer that I can't pass up on. Like I said, today is my last day. It's been one hell of a ride, a lot of fun times, a lot of fun moments. And before I announce where I'll be going, I just want to say to Bob, especially Joey Coldcuts as well, thank you guys. You guys put Jersey Jerry on the map. You guys put Jersey Jerry on the map. And I wouldn't be where I'm at if it wasn't for you guys. But, you know, eventually, what is that saying, Bobby? They say you gotta let a dog fly his wings. What is it?
Dogs don't fly, Jerry Don. Dogs do not.
You know the saying, though, right?
Oh, but you meant a bird. You meant a bird, Don.
Yeah, yeah, it meant a bird. But eventually, the bird got to fly south, if that's the saying. I don't know. But September 1st, I'm making my way over to Barstool Sports. Thank you, Bobby. Thank you, Bob. And I'm excited and I'm grateful for the opportunity. But like I said, I wouldn't be in this spot, you know, if it wasn't for guys like Bobby and Joey Coldcuts, and I'm grateful for those guys. And, you know, me and Bobby, you know, me and you, Bob, we talked about this before. You know, maybe in the future, God has other plans for us. And I'll tell you, if we would ever come back again and do this together, to the moon, let's just say.
You know, Don, I get emotional in the standpoint of, you know, it's one thing for the people who have listened, you know, all this time to us and whatnot, but I get emotional in the standpoint of, I don't think people realize A, how close we are, B, how much hours we put into this. You know, just you know, promoting the show, figuring out what we were going to do, what angles we were going to take, the hours that we've recorded, the times on my computer where the file didn't download after an hour and a half of recording, and then we got to go on and we got to do it again. And I don't think they truly know just how deep it all was. And just how close we are. I mean, even to the standpoint of our families as well. And when we went, you know, when we originally started, even thinking of where you come from, in and out of rehab 12, 13 different times. And I remember when you DM'd me, and I remember going on to your page and just watching your page. And I was so obsessed with sports radio. I was so obsessed with it. It was always my favorite thing. And I would hear your calls in to the Will Canes, the Michael Kays, and I would hear these call-ins, and I would just think to myself, this kid is special. There's something there. And as much as, you know, I like to clown myself, I think the one thing that I really do well is I can see talent well. And even people in my own corner, when I originally had you on, they said, you know, this guy's a little too erratic.
He's a loose cannon. He's a loose cannon. He's off the spectrum. I remember somebody told you I was off the spectrum.
Off the spectrum. And I would just say, no, there's something special about this kid. Is he fucking nuts? Yes, but he's special. And to be honest with you, Don, if it wasn't me that saw it, it was going to be somebody else. I truly believe for you, it was just a matter of time. But again, I just don't think people understand, and the fans understand, just how close we are and how much. I mean, you've seen me at my worsts and the highs and the lows we've had. We went to Action Park together. We quickly discovered out together that, look, this is not for us. You know, we're going to take our show elsewhere. And then, you know, something really special about you, Don, that I've said to you on the phone, and I'll say it to you here. Dave Portnoy offered you a job before, and you said no. And very few people could say no to that guy, and he'll want to bring them back. So obviously Dave sees something so special in you that we all see, in order to bring you back.
Yeah.
I just think it goes to show you right there. And when you told me that he came back to you, I said, Don, you got to do it. you got to jump, you got to take it. And, you know, I'm in a standpoint where for me, I want to be able to do and create my own thing. I think you're in a situation where as many people as possible need to know who Jersey Jerry is.
For sure. I agree. You know, and you know, for the, cause there's going to be some people here that are, of course, that are upset. You know what I mean? And who feel like we should really stick it out. I think we're just in two different spots right now. For me, it's, you know, I had a chance a couple months ago and I told myself I owe it to Bob. Number one, I can't do this because I owe it to Bob and he brought me this far and we did try and it didn't pan out the way we wanted to. And it sucked and it was tough. And, you know, like I said, I just think we're at two different spots right now. And I think the exposure is going to be great for me. I think once people find out who the hell Jersey Jerry is, you know, they're going to be really excited, you know, and I've been telling you, Bob, you know, for a long time, I feel deep down that I might be next up in this business and I'm excited to find out and I'm going to go there and I'm just going to be myself. You know, people, you know, get these opportunities and they forget where they came from. They forget what got them that far. And I'm not going to lose sight of that. You know, I got a dream to chase and I'm going to go chase that dream. And if it works out, great. If it doesn't work out, great. Because as you know, we always have a backup. We always have a second plan B and I'm ready to tackle it.
And you know what, Don, I mean it when I say it, I don't see a world where you go over there and you're not one of the top tier talent at Barstool. As much talent as Barstool has, I just think the whole world is about to witness Jersey Jerry, the same Jersey Jerry that we all know and love, on a mass scale. And I couldn't be more happy for you, Don. I couldn't be more happy for you. And you know damn well you always have a home here on the Brilliantly Dumb Show that'll never change, Jerry Diesel.
Yeah, for sure.
And something that I wanted to do, Don, there's been memories. And one more thing that I want to add, too, in regards to how much we've been through and the effort that we put in, the time we put in. Jerry Diesel would come on to the show after 14-hour, 15-hour work shifts covered in mud and come on and we would come do the show. And this has been for 2 years now, Jerry, Don?
Yeah, almost 2 years. You know, people don't think about, like you said before, you know, they see all the good times. You know, there's been times where, you know, you're pissed off at me and I'm pissed off at you and you like something and I don't like something. And Bobby, I don't feel like recording today. Jerry, you got to record today. Come on. And then Bob, let's hop on a podcast. Oh, I'm not really feeling it today. You know, there's times in this type of business that does happen. But needless to say, you know, all the good times always outweighed the bad. And you know, I'm excited, bro. I'm excited because I know you got big things coming your way. You know, I'm not going to make no announcements. I can't. But, you know, you got big things coming your way. Cold Cut's got big things coming his way. And, you know, to the moon we go. And if it doesn't work out for all of us, there might be a time down the line where you'll hear, where you will hear that Jay-Z intro and a video. What does he say, Bob? This is a public service announcement. There might be a world where that happens and it's a comeback. You know what I mean? And we all come back together.
I'll tell you, Don, it'd be a beautiful thing. And we both have big things coming up. And I don't, you know, people are going to see just how different, you know, places that we are in right now. And I think something that really brought us closest together, because we really are brothers now, Jerry, Don, like, yeah, we have been. This is nothing new. Like, just over the time that we've talked to each other, people hear us on the podcast, we'll be on the phone for hours. But something too is what I really think helped appreciate each other is how different we are in the sense of how I go about things and how you go about things, you know?
Yes, Bobby, you're very, very conservative.
I'm very conservative, and I always like to take the high road, and I like to do the right thing, say the right thing. Jerry Don is totally different in the sense where he'll come for your fucking neck, And I think one of the classic Jerry Don versus Bob debates that we've had was we were in Florida, and you know right where I'm going with
this. Yeah, I know. Keep going.
And we played golf with the current bachelor, Matt James. And we were on an Instagram live playing golf, and Jerry made a comment about one of the girls, Victoria, on the show and just totally ripped into her. Yep. And we get back from Florida, and next thing you know, People Magazine picks it up.
E-News
picks it up. All of these networks and magazine stuff pick it up that Matt James and his friends were bashing this girl. Me, I called Matt and I apologized. And I said, look, you know, he knew we were all on IG Live. I said, you know, I'm sorry that this happened, that, you know, it went this way. And now you got to respond on our behalf. And I called you, Jerry Dunn, and you said, I'm going at her, Bob. I'm going, because this Victoria had taken shots now at Jerry.
Correct.
And she took shots at him, and I was pleading. And I would say, Jerry, let it go. Take the high road. Don't bother. And you said, Bob, I'm going for her. I'm going at her. Am I wrong, Don?
No, you know, listen, we had a conversation on the phone, and you were, you know, telling me, Jerry, this is bad for the show. This is bad business. Do not go at her. And I said, Bob, I can't let this go. She called me. She put up a meme on her Instagram of a fat guy eating a bucket of chicken on the couch. And it was a shot at me. So, you know, I said to myself, and I said to you, I said, Bob, I can't do it. I can't do it. Bad press is good press for me. Any press for me is good press for me. And I will come at her neck and I will cancel her. And let's face the facts. Once I got that Jersey Jerry army behind me, once I put out that video, let's just say that page went from public to private, and there was a lot of blocked accounts. I was blocked. I did cancel Victoria.
It was just a classic back and forth. But, you know, also, too, Don, I think it's also, too, where we've come from, like where you've come from. A lot of people don't know. And, again, I always – refer to when I first started the Patreon, you were the first guest that came on the Patreon. And what we ended up doing, never even planned to do it, was just it ended up just being your story and your background and
like a life story. Yeah, I remember.
It really is, Don. It's one of the most fascinating things where you think where you've come from. You know, your dad was in prison. You found yourself in jail, in and out of rehabs. You were robbing drug dealers. You caught sleeping next to a dumpster by your mom. And I don't think people really realize your background and your upbringing. You know, for me, Don, just to see where you are today is so freaking cool.
It is. And it's special, you know, and I know there's kids out there and maybe they listen to you and me, maybe they don't, or maybe they'll even see this episode one day. You know, I look at where I was 6 years ago, you know, when my mom came up to me and at the Dunkin' Donuts dumpster and picked me up, and I haven't showered in days. And she said, you got to go far away this time. I'm tired of, you know, worrying about you every night. You don't come home at night. And you know, you're gone for weeks and we worry. And she put me on that plane. And I'll never forget, I was on that plane and I said, this is the last time I'm ever going to feel like I feel again. This is the last time I'm ever going to feel broken and worthless. And I'm going to be something one day. And I made a promise to myself that I'm going to stick it out. I'm going to stay sober and I'm gonna chase my dream. And my dream was always to be on TV or a movie or somebody famous, somebody that can leave, their mark on this world. And that's, I think I'm headed in the direction, you know, that I am. And I think if you look at 6 years of dedication to staying sober and working on, you know, his craft, and I wouldn't say I'd worked on this podcast craft and being funny and putting out content for 6 years. I'd say maybe two and a half years. But even in that two and a half year span, look how far I'm at now. You know what I mean? And not only just for me, but because when you're a good person in this world, there's other people in this world that are there to help you and that know you're a good person. And look, you know what I mean? We didn't know each other from a can of paint, and we just stumbled across each other's pages and we became pretty much best friends, and look where we're at today. You know, it's something special, something electric, and I can't wait to experience it.
You know, it was a funny position that you were in too, and even talking to your mom when I was at your house, Don. It's strange because you went through all these trials and tribulations, and there was times where, you know, she just, you would think there's no hope for you. And I knew after first speaking with you that you did have this dream to be on TV and whatnot. But the only thing you had is, which still a lot of people don't know, is you have a full-time job where you're making a shit ton of money. You got all these benefits. This is the first job that you've had. Once you got sober, this is the first immediate job that you had that you stuck with. So you have people that you trust on that took you from the lowest of the low. So mm-hmm. I think when we first started recording, it was almost tough to you coming into this world because you did want it. But at the same time, you don't want to leave something that
yeah.
is so good to you and so true and something that you know is going to keep you on the right track. No doubt.
Yeah. And you know, sometimes what I learned is this is okay. You know, there's times in your life where it's best to take the safe route. And the job I have now is extremely safe. I'll never be super rich, but I'll tell you, I'll never be broken. I'll never have to worry, especially with the baby on the way now. You know, it's a stable job. You know, I'm union. It's very hard for them to fire me no matter what, you know what I mean? Besides if I steal or do drugs or something like that, which I don't do, you know, so it's hard to get fired. And it's a job that is going to be here forever. You know, a robot can't do my job, you know? So it's tough to go into a world of the unknown and take a chance and leave something like this behind. But, you know, what I said to myself the second time around, the first time around, I was nervous and I didn't want to take that risk. And then I said to myself, you know, a couple weeks ago when I made my decision, I don't want to be that guy that turns around in 15, 20 years, 30 years. And I'm telling my son, you know, I could have been this big. I could have been a celebrity like this. You know, here, I'll tell you stories why I could have been this big. No, I want my son to see, wow, holy shit, this is my dad. He's this guy. He's this famous. He's this well-known, you know. And if I don't take this chance, I'll never experience that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and you know what, Don? When you came to me, and for exactly that reason, after Dave called you the second time, I said to you right away, I said, you got to go. Because you just, first off, an opportunity for him to come back twice, does not come. I don't know if there's anybody that has had that. And I just knew that he saw something in you. And, you know, it sounds cliche, Don, but you got to jump. You got to jump. And it's exactly what you're doing here.
Yeah, for sure. You know, and I hope people realize, like, you know, that you're not even remotely upset or, you know what I mean, angry. You might be happier than I am. You know what I mean? You know, and people, you know, hopefully after they listen to this podcast, they understand that and they understand what type of two different directions we're going, you know, and they really get the full picture now of what's been going on for the last, you know, I'd say month and a half. We haven't really been hitting it hard, you know, but, you know, they'll see, they'll realize.
Yeah, and you know what, too, like even, you know, when we left Action Park Media, I think naturally people thought, well, was that Rob and Jerry? No, it had nothing to do with me and you whatsoever. Yeah. You were telling me, go out, get out of there. You know, you got to go do your own thing. So I think throughout just our whole friendship, we've always just been looking out for each other. And yeah, would I kill to have you on every single podcast here? Yes. But I know deep down, no question about it, that this is the right move for you, Jerry Diesel. And
yeah, for sure.
What I want to do, Don, I mean, we've talked mm-hmm. about the times, okay? Mm-hmm. I want to go ahead and I want to do, and Benny the Jet, what I'm going to need you to do is I want to clip a lot of this stuff in because so people could really understand some of the clips that have come from the start of us podcasting together and the way that it started was – when I said to you, I said, okay, you come on the show and here's what we're going to do. I said, Jerry Dunn, we're going to give you 10 bets. Okay. I said,
Turnpike takes.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah, that's right. Turnpike takes with Jersey Jerry. And I said, we're going to give you 10 bets. Okay. If you could hit 7 of them, I will give you a regular segment on the show. And what happened was you start out of the gate and you're 0-3 right out of the gate to where you have to hit seven straight. And I don't even think we realized just how nuts this were, how much the odds were stacked against you.
Yeah.
Nobody wanted to see you hit it more than me, because throughout those three takes, I said to myself, he needs to be on the show full time. He's that good. We're that good together. There's that much chemistry on air together. He has to hit the next seven games. I don't want to be a sellout. And then, you know, he loses a fourth. And next thing you know, he shows up the next week.
Yeah.
So I wanted you to win so bad. And what happens, as we all know, will leave us here today, which is just insane, is then you hit seven straight bets to come on the show.
Yeah. And let's call a spade here, Bob, if that's the right term. Yeah. It wasn't all these bets that were minus 250, minus 300, minus 400. Some of these were underdog picks. Yep.
And I remember, because of how bad I wanted you to be on the show, I remember going into these bets nervous. And maybe not like the fourth bet, because at the time it's like, all right, he's 0-3. We got to figure something out. I got to keep him on the show. He's not going to hit seven straight. As you hit the next like two or three, and week by week, you know, it just started getting better and better. I remember even like the UFC pick you had. I'm calling you on the ride home from golf. Yeah. I'm asking you what's happening. Play. We're so nervous and we're celebrating. It was the most unbelievable thing. And it's just kind of like it's just ironic. Then next thing you know, what turned from it? And here's what I want with you, Jerry Diesel. It's been just nothing short of a remarkable run. I want your top five Bob and Don moments of all time. Top five.
There's a lot of moments, Bobby. But, you know, the reason, before I get to it, the reason why it worked out the way it did was because this was God's plan. Rest in peace, Joe Tears. My fifth favorite moment. I'll go from five to one.
Yep.
There's a lot of good ones. My fifth one would probably be the Tyler Hero under on the Instagram Live.
Yep.
Tyler Hero will score under 15.5 points come Wednesday night.
These NBA Finals here in the bubble, they continue their excellent play. A dominant victory.
We won. We hit it.
I mean, you want to talk. I mean, he was at the under. It was the under over 15.5 total. So it was points, rebounds, and assists. And he was at like 14 or something in the fourth quarter, the start of the fourth quarter. And he just was a complete crumb bum in the fourth quarter. And we ended up hitting that bet. That was a good one.
And we did it IG Live the full way through.
Yes, yes.
And that one was going to take it to game 10, to where this is the 10th bet that you have if we won that. So we wanted it so bad. Go ahead, Doug.
Exactly. The fourth one I would have to go with was the Steelers -7.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Only because the Instagram Live was electric with the helmet on, and they had no business covering that seven. They were down, I think, and then they took the lead late, and then on a fluke fourth quarter play, they just miraculously scored a touchdown. Chase Claypool scored four touchdowns that game, and we ended up with a backdoor cover.
We had no business winning that game whatsoever.
No business. And my third one, oh man. Now let me get it out, Bob. This one still brings me crocodiles to this day. The sourdough with Mike.
Hey Jerry, here you go, brother. Two loaves of sourdough. One is straight up for butter, pasta, dipping, you name it. Second is a bonus loaf.
You see the sourdough loaf?
This one I've been into already. This is the Cinny Raisin. This is the sourdough.
Mike Heights on Instagram. This guy sent me two sourdough loaves, one Cinny Raisin, one sourdough. And just he put a pin in the box, just some fan love. You know, my favorite horse of all time, Gunavera. The pin said we're betting on Gunavera. And this guy, you want to talk about a guy who touched me for the rest of my life that I always have a special place for, is Mike Heights and my friend. And hey, Mike, if you're listening, what about a re-up on a sourdough?
Now, Don, let me just ask you something, okay? He sent you two loaves of sourdough bread. You have never met this guy in your life. You barely have spoken to this guy in your life, but he's got a bakery. He sent you two loaves of sourdough bread. Jerry, Don, when and if you get married, would Mike the sourdough guy be invited to your wedding?
100%. And you know what it is? I do this with a lot of people. Let's say, you know, there's a person who follows me and hits me up on DMs. And, you know, I always try to get back to people. And if, let's say, for instance, okay, this guy, Mike, he hit me up on Instagram. Big fan. Love you, Jerry. I love your stuff. You know, you make me laugh every single day. I love going to your page. I'm so glad you're responding to me. And we talk for a little bit. And I find out he's a baker. And you know, listen, if you like my stuff that much, you should send me a couple sourdough loaves. So I did ask for the sourdoughs and he sent them, you know, and I do that a lot, you know, and that's how I do it with the merch too. When people, you know, big fans and they got some merch and hey, why don't you send me a couple boxes of merch? You know what I mean? I'll rock it for you.
Benny the Jet, we are one more away here from our drum roll. This is number two for Jerry Don, top five Bob and Don moments.
The second one was special, that you coming over this last time for the second time that we met. That was funny, you know, making dinner and us going out together. You know, we're not going to say anything on the air, but let's just say we had a blast.
We sure did.
And it was a great time. And you know, we had a good dinner. We went out and, you know, we met up with Mikey Bear down cuz. That was funny. We seen Paul Caffone at a spot, and it was always the homemade. It was always Paul Caffone, and we had a blast. You know, are you sleeping on the beanbag? Paulie Peppers is very vicious with the attack, and we had to go to the vet.
And by the way, Don, if I may just jump in for a second. First off, the way you made that beanbag out to be that I was going to be staying on, as if it's a king size mattress replica. I was hanging off this beanbag. Yeah. My legs were off it. And I remember waking up in the morning. This is at Jerry Don's house. And I walked by your bed because you got to walk by Don's bed to get to the bathroom. He said, had to be like 7:30 a.m. I just see your head pop up and you go, "How'd you sleep, Bob?" I said, "Not very good, Don. I if you want me to be a boyfriend, I didn't
sleep." Oh, that's great.
But it was great because it gave me, you know, and I had talked to your mom a lot, and you know, I know your family follows me on Instagram, and we've had some back and forth, but it gave me kind of the first you know, like a real sense of the Gilfone household and the chaos, yeah, that ensues at this Gilfone household. Benny the Jet, if you could do a drum roll, please. This is number one for Jersey Jerry, top five Bob and Don moments.
I think the number one moment of all was the Florida trip with me, you, and Cutsy and Gailey and Tyler Cameron and JP. I mean, that was a blast. That was, you know why it was so good, was because people didn't understand when we went to Florida, we've never met before. So that was the first time we've ever met in person. And you know, people, you know, were hitting us up like, "Yo, is this seriously the first time you guys are together and meeting up with each other?" And yeah, you know, it was the first time. And you want to talk about a fun vacation. I'll tell you what, I haven't been on many vacations in my life, a handful of times, but that's one that I'll never forget. That was a blast. And we, you know, just from the atmosphere, the weather, the boat, the food was excellent. Gailey was hilarious. Just a great time. Just a great time.
You know, I Don, I have a picture and I totally agree. I mean, that to me, it was, you know, mind you, we had spent all this time together and, you know, on the phone, and it's like we had known each other, but it was weird. It was the first time we met and there wasn't any second of getting to know each other.
It was no, none.
Right out of the gate. And we walk into Gailey's house to our Airbnb, And we had no idea that she was going to be staying with us, which was the
beginning. No clue.
And it ended up being great. We were so happy that she did. But I remember walking into that house, into that Airbnb, and within the first few minutes of meeting each other, till this day, it's the hardest I've ever seen you laugh. And mm-hmm. as she's doing the tour, and we realize, you know, she's got this refrigerator split in half, her half of the house, our half of this, we are crying because I never knew. I'm thinking, wow, this is such a good deal for us guys. We got a
pool.
We had no idea she'd be staying with us.
That's why it was so cheap.
It was so cheap. And we were just crying, laughing, and we just met each other. But I have a picture of, and it's one of my favorite pictures in my phone, and I'm not even in it. And it's Jerry Don and it's Tyler Cameron. And Tyler Cameron, you know, there's huge millions of followers, very well known. People are seeing him, saying hello. And Tyler is, we're on his boat. And Cameron's just ripping this boat. And he says to Jerry, he goes, Jerry, come drive the boat. And we're thinking, oh, fuck.
That was bad. That was bad.
It was horrific. And Don is flying, pedal to the metal, hand on the wheel. And he's got Tyler Cameron behind him, like making sure that he's not fucking up. And I'm so happy I took this picture. And I'll have, for the people looking at the YouTube, I'll have them, the Jet, put it up. You look at Don, and it is just pure bliss. You were just having the time of your life. And I remember looking at that picture and thinking, like, just thinking of all the shit you've been through. And to look at how happy this guy is, just total euphoria with Tyler Cameron. It's one of my favorite pictures in my phone. And I've even said that to Cold Cuts. It's unbelievable. And again, I'll put it up.
You know, Bob, they say that saying, you know, a picture tells 10 words.
No.
You know what I mean? Don. And I think that one says a lot more than 10.
Don, you're going out the same way you came in. A picture can tell you 1,000 words, not
1,000 words. That's what it is.
Don, 10. You just said 10 words. 10 words is nothing, Don.
Like I said, I think it says more than 10 words, that picture.
So 11?
15.
Okay, now I got Jerry Diesel. I got my top five. A lot in there the same. One that you missed. I think it's hard to say that you should have put this there or there because it's so great. I got five. I did the same exact thing. I did the Tyler Hero prop bet. Because I remember we said if we won that, you were going to fly out and we would live stream the Steelers game. And that to me, it was to go to the 10th game. And I said, holy shit, he's really going to do it. But also, it happened to be one of the funniest videos we've ever had because Miss Gil Phone comes into that. And she comes scorching in. There's two Miss Gil Phone moments. There's the Tyler Hero one. And then there's one in the middle of us podcasting, which to me is one of the funniest moments and clips we've had together. Benny the Jet, if you could play that.
The dogs.
All right, I'm doing
it. Okay, well, come on now. I worked all fucking day and I'm tired, man.
You're interrupting a podcast.
I'm doing laundry and everything down here.
Jerry, is that Miss Gil Phone?
I'm aggravated, Bob. I'm aggravated. I'm doing everything in this house. This kid, he gets dogs and I take care of them.
And then I'm going to go to number four. I'm right with you, Jerry Don. It was because to me, I'm going with the sourdough loaf. And Mike Heitz sent you two loaves of sourdough bread.
Yep.
You FaceTimed me in tears, crying before we even went on to air.
You know why, though, right?
That was
the first time somebody ever sent me fan mail.
Yes. And I was going to say that I think it was the first time that you've ever gotten fan mail. And I think for the first time, as good as the sourdough loaf was, Jerry Don, I also think it all kind of just hit you because that was like the height of the podcast. You know, things were really buzzing for us. And I just think that is when it hit you. And then number three, I'm right with you, Don. I got it at three. I am going with the Gailey trip.
No worries. And that's Jerry Don.
Hey, Martha, Jerry.
Her name's not Martha.
I'm sorry.
I'm Gailey.
Gailey, okay. So I apologize, Gailey. It's all right.
again, it's amazing that that was the first time that we had met. It was probably me, you, and Cold Cuts. I don't think our DMs and our notifications were
never
go off the way that it was going off that week.
No. And you would think that you were at 500,000. I was at 500,000 and Cold Cuts was at 500,000 followers.
It was insane.
When I would just look at my phone, I went from on that trip, I was at, I'll never forget, I was at like, I think I was at like 8,000 followers, and I jumped to like 14,000 or 13,000 in 2 or 3 days. It was insane.
And the beauty of it, you know, when we were looking for Gailey, and I have so many people who just loved that clip. And for those of you who didn't know, we sit at the Airbnb. We shared this Airbnb with Gailey. We couldn't find her, and we were truly worried.
Genuinely concerned, very concerned.
And that was the big, and people say, you know, were you guys really worried or that was staged? And I love telling them no. Because we were very, very concerned.
Oh, yeah. I mean, to the point where you would think that she was actually dead.
Yes, yes. And there was just times you didn't even want to touch the doorknob.
No.
Don, you got to go in.
Don, why is she... Do you think it's funny, bro? Our DNA is all over the place.
You did
for fingerprints.
For fingerprints. And it was so raw. It was... unbelievable. I mean, just absolutely unbelievable. And just again, that Tyler Cameron picture I have with you, unbelievable. But you know, what people don't know is on the last day when we played golf, that's when the Matt James thing occurred. So we got back from that trip. So it wasn't all sunshine and rainbows.
No,
but nonetheless, a great trip. Number two, this is the one that you forgot, Don. And I think if you don't have it at five, you got it in at six. And it was when we started the quest for the segment, you went 0-3.
Mm-hmm.
You were 0-3, and then came the Kentucky Derby.
I missed that one, yeah.
What was the name of that horse, Don?
That horse was named... I lost on Sweet Melania. I won on Authentic.
It was Authentic. At 0-3, you bet an 8-1 dog. I mean, this horse had no business winning. Jerry Don is known for the horse betting. Rest in peace, Joe Tears. And I mean, to win that Kentucky Derby, and for me watching you, I think that's when the fans of the show, and again, a lot of people out of the gate were saying, you know, I don't know with this Jersey Jerry guy.
Yeah.
I would just say stick with, I'm telling you. That put Jersey Jerry on the map to where you won the crowd there.
Yes, correct. And I remember.
You went to a house. There was you went to a big Kentucky Derby party. There were
midgets.
There were jockeys. There were all types of things. And people are chanting. And I was so happy for you. People were chanting, you know, Jersey Jerry.
I got the number in the back of my head before.
Authentic won the Kentucky Derby. So for me, that's when people really realized, okay, Bob knows what he's doing here. This guy's unbelievable. And he kind of won, I think, the fans over that day.
For sure.
And then number one, it was the 10th game to win the segment, an absolute Cinderella story. We're live streaming the Steelers game, Steelers -7. All the Steelers had to do was get one more first down and then just run the clock out. They would have taken a knee. It would have been over. And Ben Roethlisberger throws a 40-yard pass. They just had to get one first down to Chase Claypool. And Jerry Don wins the segment on the Brilliantly Dumb Show. To me, has got to be the number one moment. And I'll tell you this, Jerry Don, it's been one hell of a ride, my man. It has one, and I'll say it to you again. If it wasn't me that found you, somebody was going to. Because one thing that you can't hide is talent. And you have a natural way, an organic way of just making people laugh and smile. And for somebody that's been through so much shit, to be able to bring such a joy to people, such a joy to me, you can't – you just – you can't put a price tag on that. I mean, it's unbelievable. I love you, Don. I always will. And it's going to be fun to watch your ride at Barstool. And again, we're going to go our ways. We're going to each do our thing. And I got news for you. It'd be one hell of a story.
Yes, it would.
We unite again, and nobody's calling that out. You go out to Barstool and you let the people know just who Jersey Jerry is, just who Gerard Gilfone is. I love you, Don. You're a brother to me.
Love you too, buddy.
You're family to me.
And for sure.
With that, Gerard, I'm going to let you have the closing words to the Brilliant Unfaithful. Shut it on down, Don.
You know, I was thinking of a long speech and the way to go out, a way to make a big bang. But it ain't going to be a big speech. It's going to be a small speech. It's not a goodbye. I'll see you later. I'll see you in the funny papers, Bob.
Gerard Gilfone, see you in the funny papers.
See you in the funny papers, Bob.
Bye, Don.
Bye, buddy.